The carbon tax is a politically charged idea. The concept is that corporate polluters should pay for emitting so-called greenhouse gases, ones that contribute to global warming, trapping pollutants the same way heat is retained in a greenhouse made of glass. 2 years ago, Australia adopted a carbon tax, charging the top 350 or so corporate polluters about $23 a ton for emissions. That was the highest such tax in the world. Now, the country is pulling back from that approach. It was a big theme in the last election, and repealing it was part of now Prime Minister Tony Abbott's campaign platform. He called the tax useless and destructive. This week, the Australian Senate scrapped the tax by a vote of 39 to 32. Abbott says he wants to instead create about a $2.5 billion government fund to reward companies which reduce emissions and use cleaner energy. Countries ranging from China and India to the United States don't have national carbon taxes, though it's often a topic of discussion at international meetings. And that's part of why the timing of this move may prove to be a bit awkward. Later this year, Australia is slated to host the Group of 20 meeting, and climate change may well be on the agenda. Bill Dorman, HBR News.